Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Strappolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. The People's Bank of China announced a plan for the online financial giant Ant Group to rectify its regulatory violations across its lending, insurance, and wealth management services. While not explicitly calling for the company to be broken up, the bank called on Ant to return to its roots as a payment company with more transparency on transactions, protect user data privacy, establish a financial holding company, and revamp its credit, insurance, and wealth management businesses to be in accordance with regulations. Ant Group said it's created a task force to be in compliance with the People's Bank and is setting up a firm timetable for changes. Xiaomi launched the Mi 11 flagship phone in China, the first phone to launch with the Qualcomm Snapdragon 888 chipset. The phone includes a 6.81-inch 2K AMOLED 120Hz screen capable of 1500 nits of brightness, comes with 8 or 12GB of RAM, and 128 or 256GB of storage. Rear cameras include a 108MP main, 13MP ultrawide, and 5MP telephoto macro sensor, does both things, with Xiaomi offering a new night videography mode as well. The phone is currently only available in China, starting at 3,999 yuan. The company confirmed the Mi 11 will not include a charger, citing environmental concerns. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration announced new flight rules for drones. All drones weighing 0.55 pounds or more will be required to broadcast a unique remote ID over radio frequency, eliminating the former requirement to connect to the internet to transmit location data. Remote ID systems will also be required for smaller drones under specific flight circumstances. Drone makers have 18 months to equip drones with remote ID systems. Drone operators have another year after that before remote ID must be used on all drones. The rules also allow for at-night operations when equipped with anti-collision lights, flying over moving vehicles, and over groups of people under specific flight conditions. Not to be left out, new drone regulations came into effect in all EU member states, Norway and Iceland, with similar rules mirrored in the UK. The rules remove the distinction between commercial and recreational use and require even small drones to be registered with a country's relevant aviation authority. All drones must now fit into three categories: low-risk or open category, which does not require authorization for flight; medium-risk or specific category drones, which require authorization from a national aviation authority; and high-risk or certified category drones that must follow aviation rules and are carved out as the category for drones that will eventually carry passengers. For the low-risk category, the rules allow for drones under 250 grams to fly over people. Those less than 2 kilograms must be flown at least 50 meters away from people, while those over 2 kilograms must be flown well away from people. Citizens in Los Angeles County can now add COVID-19 vaccination proof in Apple Wallet and Google Pay for passes. This comes from a partnership between the county and the health startup Healthvana, which specializes in delivering test results to patients with HIV. The virtual ticket can also be used to remind users when it's time to take that second dose of the vaccine. Paper vaccination proof cards are still available in the county. Google is testing surfacing a carousel of short-form videos from Instagram and TikTok in search of the Google app for mobile devices. This builds on a similar trial the company built into Google Discover, which surfaced similar video carousel in a dedicated personalized feed, although this initially surfaced videos from the Indian platform Trell, as well as the Google project Tanji and YouTube. Clicking on videos in the carousel takes you to the web version of the platforms, even if you have native apps installed on devices. Google classifies this test as a limited, early-stage feature. Last summer, Apple sued the security startup Corellium over copyright infringement for providing an emulated version of the iOS operating system on PCs. U.S. District Judge Rodney Smith ruled in favor of Corellium, saying the emulation amounted to fair use, given that it was transformative for security researchers by adding capabilities like letting users see and halt running processes and taking live snapshots. In the ruling, Judge Smith did say Apple may still pursue a separate federal lawsuit on the grounds that Corellium circumvented Apple's security measures when creating its software. Apple removed over 46,000 apps from the App Store in China, including 39,000 games. Apple had given developers until December 31st to submit a government-issued license number that would allow for in-app purchases. Previously, Apple had allowed apps to be listed in its App Store after only applying for such a license, not actually receiving one yet. According to analysts at KeyMai, just 74 of the top 1,500 paid games remain available on the App Store in China. Android Central sources say that OnePlus will announce a low-cost fitness wearable in Q1 2021 called the OnePlus Band. The band will reportedly retail around $40, offer water resistance, an AMOLED screen, and multi-day battery life. The initial launch will target India first, where it will compete with the similar Xiaomi Mi Band 5 series. Earlier this month, OnePlus CEO Pete Lau confirmed the company was also working on a smartwatch set to launch in 2021. As part of its ongoing investigation into the SolarWinds supply chain attack, Microsoft discovered its systems were infiltrated beyond just the presence of malicious SolarWinds code, with the attackers able to view source code in a number of repositories. While able to view the code, the attackers did not gain permission to modify any code or systems. The company said it did not see any production systems or customer data accessed, or found any indication its systems were used to attack other organizations. And finally, the New York Stock Exchange announced it plans to delist China Mobile, China Telecom, and China Unicom. The delistings are required by an executive order that forbids U.S. investors from buying and selling shares from companies designated as having ties to the Chinese military. Ahead of being fully delisted from the exchange, the companies will be suspended from trading from January 7th through January 11th. All three companies have separate stock listings in Hong Kong. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.